The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this second day of January 2023. We're in a whole new year and, tonight we have there on the board our producer, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. And he's back from out doing all of his shenanigans, that socialite and preacher, Pastor Joe.
You mean a God-fearing, Bible-believing, Constitution-loving patriot? Yep. I had to go see family this year. Took a week off and saw everybody.
All righty, very good. Did they see you?
Sometimes, yeah, when I wasn't buried in grandkids.
Okay, very good. Was everybody happy with what they saw?
We'll think about that one.
All right.
They were always happy to see Grandpa.
All righty, Grandpa. We got a lot to cover tonight, so... We need to jump right into it. And the title of the message was A Royal
Priesthood. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Priesthood and a Holy Nation.
Absolutely. And we're going to start tonight in 1 Peter chapter 2. And so would you read verses 1 through 3?
But there were false prophets also among the people.
No, this is 1 Peter.
Oh, 1 Peter. Oh, I put a bookmark in the wrong place.
Yeah.
1 Peter 2, yeah. But, yeah. That's called a... Yeah, there we go. Sorry
well,
about that.
Well, you were in the right book anyhow, just wrong part of it, right?
It's wrong, yeah.
Okay.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
All righty, so now here, when it says, wherefore laying aside all malice and guile, you know, guile simply means deceit. It means to speak evil of somebody, or to slander. That's what it refers to. A lot of folks aren't used to the King's English out there today with what our society has been reduced to. They just destroyed the beautiful English of the King James Bible. But he's talking about in the sincere milk. The word there, sincere, is the same word that we use for pure, for pure. And so what he's telling you, Joe, here, is when you become a born-again Christian, you're like a newborn baby who needs breast milk, that being the Word of God. The breast milk is the Word of God, and that those desires for the Word of God will have you grow and grow as a Christian without being stunted.
They thirst for the word.
Absolutely. So go ahead and read verses 4 through 8.
To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed, indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
All the way through to 8. Yeah, I thought you were stopping.
Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumbled at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
So he's talking about, first of all, when we talk about living stones, the word stone there is Petros mm-hmm. in the Greek. And when he referred to Peter, when he was telling Peter, you are Petros, and upon this Petra, which was he was referring to himself, upon this rock, and the Lord Jesus, people have really confused that passage of Scripture. When he was referring to Peter, he said, Thou art Petrus, the living stone, and upon this Petra, the rock. Christ was the rock. He was that foundation that he was talking about. I build my church. And so when he says, You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. So what is he doing? He's describing the church as God's spirit.
What you and I teach, that we are the living stones that built upon the cornerstone, which is Christ. The living stones build a living church that worships a living, risen Lord. And this is where we get that definition from, right?
Well, yeah, but again, is referring to, again, the church is the spiritual house,
right.
The spiritual house. Now here, it's an interesting thing because, you know, Peter obviously was a Jew, wasn't he? And
yes,
he was using many of the Old Testament sayings there from Psalm 118, 22, and Isaiah 8, 14, and Isaiah 28, 16. He was quoting all of these Old Testament passages in this passage that we just read here. In fact, turn over to Isaiah chapter 28.
All right.
And in Isaiah chapter 28, we're going to go verses 9 through 19.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead and...
9 through 13?
No, not 19.
Yeah, okay, just roll the way. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem, because ye have said, We have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are at agreement. When overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lying, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report.
Okay, here now, it's an interesting thing, because what he's doing, and whom shall he teach knowledge? And who shall make to understand doctrine? You know, with the word doctrine there, I actually means to understand the message here. Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. The people were complaining, Joe. They were complaining that Isaiah, they said, was talking down to them like they were children. Now think about this. Now, here when he goes on, what he says, and them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Again, this is exactly what Peter was talking about over there in 1 Peter. He was referring to this passage here. The Word of God is like breast milk when a newborn babe here. But now, he says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Now, he has to repeat this. Now, as a pastor 50 years, listen, I can tell you something, right? There are people will come, and they'll ask you, they'll inquire, they'll want you to justify something that they want to believe. In other words, and I've had this happen so often, and you'll tell them, no, here's what the Word of God says in your situation. Now, but that's not what they want to hear, okay? And so they'll come back again and again try to manipulate you. Somehow the idea is like, if you can get the pastor to tell us it's okay, then it's okay what I want to do, even if it's not okay, see? And so, and I've had this.
Looking through Scripture till I find something that I agree with.
Right. Well, it's not that so much as that they want to live in a certain manner. People who want to justify leaving their spouse. They want to justify leaving their spouse for a reason, and they want me to tell them that it's okay, but when it's not. You know, there are reasons you can leave your spouse for adultery. One, that's not exactly what God would rather have. You know, the second shortest verse in the Bible is what? God hates divorce. That's the second shortest verse, three words, okay? And so, you know, God would rather have reconciliation, but there are times when no reconciliation, it's past that. When you have, say, a cheating spouse, and the cheating spouse comes back and you forgive that cheating spouse, and they swear that they will never do it again, they promise, and you agree. You actually have an agreement that's the deal breaker. One more time like that, and you agree on this, and sometimes it's in writing. They actually get it in writing that this will end in a divorce, and the spouse does it again, the cheating spouse. So, and sometimes what happens is by continuing to allow that, what are you doing? You're aiding and abetting in her sin, aren't you?
Right. And you're actually encouraging it.
it's just that
behavior that's saying you will tolerate it, put up with it, and that encourages more of it.
Right. And when I was, you know, years ago, probably, you know, 90% of the time, if somebody would leave, it would be the husband would leave the house years ago. He would leave the family. It's turned exactly around today. The vast majority of these are where the wives are leaving their children. They've become cold, and they're leaving their children. And I just talked to a man tonight that had that happen to him. And his wife turned into, well, she wasn't cheating on him, but she left him. She just up and but she turned, and it was a result of getting the vax. She got that shot when he told her not to, definitely told her not to, and then apparently she got the second one, and she turned into a complete different person. You wouldn't even know her. She turned from a very nice, gentle person to a mean, avenging individual. And here, you see, in a case like this now, there's no way that that he could live with her in her the way she is now. So, but going back to where we begin, so they come to you, and they want you to justify saying, all right, I'm justified in leaving my spouse here. When you're not, when the Bible does not justify it, you know, and they want me to tell them though, and you know, after so many times, I tell them, I'll tell you what you do, just because you're not hearing me, you've got very selective hearing, so what you do, just go over their table, sit down, just write out what you want me to tell you, and bring it back, and I'll just read it to you, okay, if that'll make difference to you, okay, try to get them to comprehend the message. But, you know, there's other things, too, that people want you to know. They don't. And see, in this case, what this case is here, it's Israel. What they want, they don't want to listen to God. They want God to allow them to go to Egypt for help. And let's read a little farther here. For with stammering lips and another tongue. Now, stammering means that the word there in the stammering is foreign, a foreign lips. And another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you're caused, the weary to rest. This is the refreshing that you would not hear. In other words, so he's telling them, Joe, look, the Assyrians are coming for you. And if you'll obey me, if you'll be obedient to me, then I'll keep you safe. See, I don't have a bit of a problem at all taking care of the Assyrians, okay? I'll take care of them for you if you'll listen to me. But if you don't listen to me, if you're disobedient, then I won't. And so, and they're saying, look, you have too many restrictions on us. You won't let us do the things we want to do. They were woke, Joe. They were woke, you see.
Very, very woke, yeah.
So they were telling God, like today we have woke-a-dopes, a dope of wokes, okay? But they're saying, we're going to go to Egypt because, see, we can live in our sin. We can do whatever we want here, and it doesn't bother Egypt. We'll just go to Egypt. We'll cut some deals. We'll give them what they want. And they'll protect us from the Assyrians because the Egyptians are mighty. And God's telling them, really? I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to let the Egyptians protect you. See, you've entered into a covenant of death. He says, go ahead. He says, because you have said we have made a covenant with death and with hell, and we are in agreement with the overflowing scourge we shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. In other words, they're saying, you see, Egypt is going to keep the Assyrians, they're good from harming us, okay? And so God is saying, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehoods have we hid ourselves. In other words, they're saying, look, again, they're sins. They're telling God, look, we don't want you to protect us because then you want us, you expect us to be obedient. We don't want to be obedient. We're woke, okay? Of course, they didn't use that word in that days, but it's the way it is today. And God says, now, you know, it's not going to happen that way. So he goes on to say, Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation stone, a tried stone, precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not have haste. Now, remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, and that day, remember how it worked. He was the one that showed up when the work had to be taken care of, okay? And so, here he goes on, judgment also will I lay to the line, and the righteousness to the plummet. That's talking about a plumb bob, a line, remember? You know, when you wrecked the building, and you would put the plumb bob up, and you would measure that for...
square.
Yeah. And so here, he goes on, and he says, your covenant with death shall be disannulled. In other words, canceled. You see, the Lord is telling him, I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to cancel your deal with the Egyptians. The Egyptians are not going to come to your aid, okay? And you're going to be in real trouble because I told you, but you didn't listen. And so he says, and a covenant of death will be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down. In other words, the Assyrians, when the Assyrians come through, it's not going to go well for Israel.
No, they're going to come hard.
From the time that it goeth forth shall it take you, for mourning shall it pass over by day, and it shall be a vexation only. Understand that report. And so, this all happened here over 700 years before the birth of Christ. Yet Christ is being mentioned right here. But he's mentioned here as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings before he becomes the 700 years before the birth of the Christ child, where God became man. Now here today, can you think about this for a minute? Who is the woke today? There's a covenant of death out there today, and from amongst the woke, and the woke have that covenant with big government. In other words, you see, this all happened during the time of Hezekiah. But you see here, today, we take a look
during the reign of Biden.
Right, the Woke-a-Dopes alliance with Big Pharma. Is there a lot of deaths coming out of Big Pharma? A lot of deaths? A covenant
of death? A lot of deaths are coming out of Big Pharma. They're making deals with the big corporations that are destroying the small businesses, that are promoting things that are harmful to the mass of people as a whole. So we're seeing is the same thing, only God's using just a different form of punishment.
What about big retail? What about big tech? What about big media? What about big health care?
Taking over everything so that people have no freedom, because our freedom's been in our small businesses. They are destroying the small businesses. They're destroying our energy system. They're getting ready to take money away if they can, put us on, fake money system on a computer.
Digital. They call it digital.
Digital. Yeah,
What about the military? What about the military industrial complex? Just had a big party over there in the Ukraine, encouraging them to keep fighting because they're able to make a lot of money. So cares if a few thousand people get blown apart and killed.
Right.
You know, the main thing is...
the Ukrainians die and the Russians die, it doesn't bother them, so they keep making profit.
Absolutely. Okay. We got a couple things happening here. One of them is, I got to make a couple quick announcements. One, folks, this Wednesday, there's, for you people out there living here in Ohio, a five-county area, Lorain, Cuyahoga, Medina, Geauga, and Lake Counties. I got to tell you, there are some very, very, very sinister people, some very sinister deep state people that have some very, very sinister plans for you. And this, and we're talking about these plans here concern your personal property, more than that, your personal freedom, your ability to travel, a lot. It's going to affect you. Now, this coming Wednesday, which would be, I think, the 4th, there's going to be a meeting at the West Geauga Library, West Geauga Library. Now, the West Geauga Library is right on Route 306, and it's right in Chesterland. It's right on Route 306. The West Geauga Library is 6:30. Now, if it's about, I would say 4 miles north of Route 87 and about 2 miles south of Route 322. About 2 miles north is West Geauga Public Library, 6:30 p.m. You folks in those counties really need to be there. Like I told you, you need to find out what's going on there. Again, this is this coming Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Now, another announcement for you. This is a message for Ohio, the state of Ohio residents. Okay. The rhinos in Columbus, are trying to work against conservative patriot candidate Derek Marin. And folks, what you need to do, you need to give him a call and tell your state representative to support him. And that is, and that phone number is 614-466-8842. Derek is the Tea Party candidate, and I'm talking about not just our, but all of Ohio Tea Party candidate. And so again, Derek Murin, M-E-R-I-N, Derek M-E-R-I-N. And so you need to call your state rep and tell him to support him. 614-466-8842. 614-466-8842. Just ask for your state rep. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Everywhere you can see it in the faces.
The answer to that is yes, I will, and I have. Always have been. And there we will be amongst the Patriots. And listen, I forgot to mention the office that Derek Marin is running for candidate for Speaker of the House, the Ohio House. And, folks, that's why you need to call. The rhinos are working against him, just like they did how they turned on you and I, how they turned on President Trump. And, folks, the rhinos sometimes, the Tories, they're... But that word Tory used to mean traitor Tory. That's what the whole word was called, traitor Tory. And that's what we have. And so, folks, call your state rep tomorrow. 614-466-8842. Tell him to support Derek Marin for Speaker of the House. I tell him you're tired of being betrayed. You're so tired of being betrayed. There's no more room between your shoulder blades for any of the rhino, those rhino daggers. Anyhow, Joe, either tomorrow or the following day, this radio ministry is going to be making an announcement, Joe, that's going to affect a very large portion of our listening audience. And I can't tell you the whole thing tonight, but I will either tomorrow or the following night. And so there's a situation that has arisen. And again, we'll have to deal with that tomorrow. But I just wanted people to know that it's coming. So let's go, and I'll let you do the first article. Go ahead.
Well, one thing I just came up. Everybody missed it. Bombshell. Huckabee announced the Supremes could flip the 2020 boot Biden. That's a story out of the Western Journal. I guess good old Huckabee was out there telling former Arkansas governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, published a big piece calling attention to the Brunson versus Adams to be heard Friday this week. We've done that, spent a lot of time on it on the radio, but it's just now really getting out into the major media through Huckabee's story through the Western Journal. And I notice, again, Fox News is not covering this, hasn't mentioned it. And it used to be, you know, everybody thinks there's where you find your conservative news. But
yeah, the Supreme Court has gotten over 50,000 letters, over 50,000 already. But they're asking, Joe, they're asking for people to continue. Now, here's what they could do. You folks out there listening, if you go to our website, go to our website, wrwl.org, and go to Blog What's New, Blog What's New, and you scroll down to Action Required, Supreme Court Select. You will find their letters. These are letters that you can copy, and you can pull it down, and all you have to do, actually, they're ready-made. Sign your name to it. You need to pull off two of them. There's the addresses there. And what they would ask you, the Brunson brothers asked you to send a copy to the Supreme Court. They're asking you to spend $1 for stamps, okay? A copy to the Supreme Court and a copy to them, if you could. Now, they've gotten over 50,000, so I'm figuring, actually, like I know a lot of people just took the copies that we made, Joe, and they just filled them up and sent them to the Supreme Court, because they didn't have the address for the Brunson brothers. So my guess is the Supreme Court's probably receiving a lot more than 50,000 letters already. But go ahead.
I would hope so. But it's funny because there are several people that thought this didn't have a chance. And now people are saying, one was a constitutional scholar. His name's Tim Canova. And he's got a Shepherd Broad College of Law in Florida. Anyway, he said normally, you know, this would be astonishing for the court to do something like this 2 years after the fact. But then he goes and explains how, the January 6th committee was going after Trump and different things were happening. We know with Twitter, we know with the FBI, and it is bringing a lot more power to the idea that, that what happened is really I can't even think of the right words. It was a travesty of the law, of the Constitution, of our election procedure, and because it was such a huge tragedy and travesty that the Supreme Court actually even looking at it is incredible. And then these people say, well, this is not normal times, and it is very possible they may do something.
Well, here's something, one of the reasons they may. One of the reasons that even the left on that court may is because the Biden boys, they want to move quickly and they want to stack the court. They're actually putting pressure on the liberals on that court right now to resign, to pull off there so they could put younger people in there, and they want to stack the court. Now, they don't want to. Those that are on that, they don't want to step down. They don't want to resign.
They've all said they didn't want the court packed. They unanimously took an inside vote. They all talked with each other, and there was not one of them that said they wanted to see the court enlarged. They thought it should be left as per the Constitution. So the liberals are trying to force the court, even the liberal members of the court, to do something they don't want to do.
Yeah, I know that, and they're pressuring them, and you know, the pressure comes, if that don't work, it's the bucks. The big bucks start coming in. Or what they'll do is they'll try to find something, if it's not a family member, as a relative, and it's blackmail. Mm-hmm. It's blackmail. And, you know, they'll assure them, look, we own the media. We own the media. It'll never get out at NBC, ABC. They only do what we tell them to say. And so that's what they're trying to do there. But here, if we get that, listen, if we can get that case, well, it's in at the court. They rule according to the Constitution, they'll have to overturn the 2020 election.
Yep.
Now,
let me read a sentence here from this Judge Canova, this law, constitutional law expert. Supreme Court justices may well see all these approaching storm clouds and conclude that the court's intervention is necessary to prevent larger civil unrest resulting from constitutional violations that are undermining public trust and confidence in the outcomes of both the 2020 and the 2022 elections. That's some pretty powerful stuff. I haven't seen anything like that. Somebody come out being that bold. When you get constitutional scholars coming out and saying, yes, it should happen, yes, they should look at it, and yes, they might actually do it, they're sure putting a lot of life into this thing.
Do you remember what Hillary said to the deep state? She said, if Trump gets reelected, we're all going to hang. If Trump gets reelected, we're all, he gets Trump. Now, remember, the Russia probe, when it was Hillary that was selling our uranium to Russia, always accuse your opposition. The Russia
exactly
probe,
what you're doing.
They spent hundreds of millions of dollars. Their greedy, greedy lawyers got rich, and guess what? It turned out to be a big nothing burger. Now, remember what they had to with this, the January 6th. They were going to, Trump's going to jail, right? Well, they come out and they say, well, they really had no evidence that he did anything, okay?
Right. They had come back and back off that they wanted the Department of Justice to charge him because they said there's nothing to charge him on. And that actually came from the January 6th committee themselves.
Now, since he's been in office, they've been wanting his tax returns. He's a citizen like you and me, trying to make it public. They didn't do it to anybody else, okay? But they wanted to make it, so finally they got it. They got it. The court ruled. They made it public, and guess what? Nothing. Nothing again. Nothing there, okay?
And oh, so there was something. Ah, now all of a sudden people are saying, well, if we can do this to Donald Trump, we could do this to all the senators and congressmen, and we could look at Joe Biden, and we could look at all these politicians that have gotten wealthy, like Nancy Pelosi in office, and we could look at, you know... on and on and on, and all of a sudden, some of them are starting to realize they may have opened Pandora's box.
Well, I tell you what he's opened. He's opened the border. He's opened the border. Now, listen, they're telling you, who are you going to believe? us in the media or your lying eyes. Now, we're telling you, as you sat there and watched 4.5 million people, now going to 5 million, cross that border, the border is secure, it's closed. So don't believe your lying eyes, believe us. We're in the media. Remember, we have a narrative. We have an echo chamber, okay? And the media will tell you over and over, whatever the Biden, through Joe Obama, Biden, through George Soros and that will tell you to say, whatever their narrative is. Now, so now, here, what we know, now we said this back a year ago, or longer, but that the Biden crime cartel, was working hand in hand with a Mexican drug cartel and the human smugglers there, okay? Biden's job is the gatekeeper. He is to keep the gate open so that the drug dealers can bring in their drugs that are killing off millions of Americans out here. I mean, you have, what is it now, 500,000 just in the last 2 years have died from the one drug alone.
Fentanyl,
yeah. And then you have Biden's job is to make sure that his pedophile friends, his fellow pedophiles, have a good supply of children, And you know what's happening. You know bad things are happening to these children. You know the entire Democratic Party is flush. It's absolutely flush with pedophiles, okay? And we've been telling people that. So now, little by little, Joe, little by little, precept upon precept, if you will, line by line, it's coming out. We're not the only ones. I heard some Republican congressmen saying that we believe we can prove that the Biden crime is working. They didn't call them the crime cartel. We did. Is working, you know, to keep the with the drug dealers. They think they have evidence. Well, of course they have evidence, you idiots. But anyhow, and we've been telling people that.
Oh, from the beginning. Just on the news, they had a prison raid there near the border, and the drug cartel came in armored vehicles with machine guns and automatic rifles, and actually stormed the prison with some of the most hardened criminals and freed 27 of their own gang members, killed a bunch of guards and a couple of the other inmates, and left. I mean, this is a powerful move. This happened within just a few miles of our own border, there at Juarez, I guess. And it tells you the state of things there. The Mexican government is not in charge when the drug cartels can come in and raid a major prison with armored vehicles, and they outgun the police. So Biden is watching this and letting it happen, knowing that even Mexico can't stop it.
Well, Biden's making sure that the drug dealers are making a lot of money, and they're making a lot of money. And those Mexican police officers and those Mexican military officers, they don't get paid a lot. And so, you know, they know what they have to do. They'll take the bribes and they'll look the other way, whatever they have to do.
They can make more being a policeman for the cartels than they can for the government or the local cities or whatever they get hired. So the
right.
These people are being hired by the cartels. It's a safer job, and they get paid two or three times as much money.
Absolutely. Anyhow, you know, I got to tell you this, too. I was watching here a film with Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs was being sworn into office at an illegitimate private ceremony today. And Joe, guess what? Here, when they ask her, will you swear, when they were to uphold the Constitution of the United States, when they asked her, would you swear, and they were laughing, when they none of them could keep a straight face, and they all burst out laughing because to them, the Constitution is null and void. They are so crooked. Katie Hobbs is so crooked. But you know what? Carrie Lake is still fighting their lawsuit to overturn the election.
Oh,
now,
she is. She's getting somewhere, too, because she now has headlines from World News Daily 333,472 misdemeanors in Kerry Lake elections. The judge just shrugs his shoulder. They had almost 300,000 ballots delivered to a third-party signature verification service, and there was no chain of custody, and they showed this plus some other evidence to the judge, and, you know, they don't want to look at this. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. There were at least 9,500 duplicate ballots printed, no chain of custody. Days after the election, 25,000 more ballots were found that lacked chain of custody, for a grand total of 333,472 ballots that were unaccounted for, no chain of custody. And so the court is not going to like this. This time the evidence is coming out in public.
Well, here's what happened just recently, a very similar case in Atlanta, in Georgia. And the judge ruled that there had to be a new election. He ruled the election void. I think it was like a state rep, null and void. And so they had to have, for the very same things that's happening with Kerry Lake. So now that's a precedent that they can use, okay?
Exactly.
But here now, if the Bretson Brothers case goes through, oh, that is going to overturn a whole lot of cases. And do you know what would happen, Joe? If that goes through, according to the Constitution, then you're going to have, I believe it is, what, about 380 legislators, both congressmen and senator.
Yep, congressmen and senator. 388 that could lose their jobs forever and not be allowed to run for office again.
Right, they will have,
including the vice president.
Yeah, and so that would happen. This would set a precedent for the world that America once again is gaining back its honor, its integrity, its decency, okay, and its legitimacy. We haven't had that, okay. The corruption, the Biden regime are so corrupt. There's nothing, not anything at all about the entire Democratic Party that has not been corrupted. And so here, let's pray. We got to keep that in prayer that they don't get to that court, because you know they're going to try to get to that court. They're going to try to threaten them, intimidate them, like they did before when they protest at their houses. And so let's pray that these judges have the courage to stand their ground and not buckle under to the pressure. So anyhow, with that, here's an article here. This is by Cassandra Fairbanks. The Satanic Temple is promoting an upcoming convention as the largest satanic gathering in all of history. The gathering, called SatanCon, will be taking place in Boston from April 28th through the 30th this year. The convention will be celebrating the Satanic Temple's 10th anniversary. Now, they have become literally the official, and I mean that in the sense that they're recognized by so many people as the official religion of the Democratic Party today. The Satanic Temple promises on its website that the convention will be a weekend of blasphemy and remembrance in Boston. Well, that's a good place to do that, I guess. Yeah. Tickets are already on sale, the organization has announced the location, vendors, or presenters. However, when you click to book a hotel reservation, you're directed to book a room at the Boston Marriott Copley Place. Folks, if I was you out there, I would never stay at that place, the Boston Marriott Copley Place. Tickets for the convention start at $95, and they go up to $160. Those who purchase the Demon Circle 160 tickets will receive access to the Satanic Marketplace, access to the on-site programming tracks, and official TST SatanCon T-shirts, TST SatanCon stickers, and SatanCon buttons. Last year's conference included presentations such as Devil Food, with the satanic chief from Dodge. Abortion as a religious right, with Mari Davis and the rising children in satanic households, with Melissa Morley. These are extremely wicked, evil people. Now, I was listening on the way home the other night, and I can't mention his name because he's on this station, but one of the national talk show hosts was on vacation, and his replacement, you know, for the holidays, his replacement on there, I didn't catch his name, but he was laughing. He was saying that there are people out there that think that all of the problems that we're having is caused by Satan, that the devil, he was making a joke about this. But you have to be a complete and total fool not to see the deep satanic influence, okay? We're seeing today, this is the evil day that we're living in. It is the evil day, the time of sorrows. And Satan is rising. And Satan is right now really in control of this world. And the only thing that's holding all hell is us, the church here, with the Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
The real church, the Holy Spirit-filled church.
Right, and the real church is not very large. The real church is, we're actually just a remnant, okay? But we're still here, and we're still holding our ground. So, speaking of that, Dems weaponization of government to be probed. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to wait on this because we're coming up to a break here. When we come back, we're going to take a look at here. It looks like, finally, they're actually going to look into, and by the way, the ACLJ is suing the FBI, you know, for militarizing, for weaponizing against us. So we're coming up to a break.
They've been very successful at suing the government, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think they've had 3 or 4 wins just the last 6 months, so that could be very, very good news.
Yeah. And you know what? The only other ones that have been where they've tried to knock down, like us, is the ACLJ, but not nearly as much as they've tried to knock us down. We're up against a break, but we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.